after a San Francisco Superior Court judge ordered Uber and Lyft to comply with AB 5 earlier this month, the companies threatened to suspend their services in California ahead of the critical November vote, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work. Critics of the move call this extortion. Idan Alva is a Bay Area Lyft driver.
Let's be clear. Proposition 22 was written for app companies by app companies. They're not spending $110 million to make things better for workers. They're spending $110 million for their own benefit and bottom line.
If Prop 22 passes, Uber and Lyft would continue to classify their workers as independent contractors and entitle them to some of the benefits of employment. But Vina Dubal, associate professor of law at the University of California, Hastings, says the measure would create a substandard classification of employment.
The potential impact on not just drivers and delivery workers in the so-called gig economy, the impact is not only incredibly great and devastating. I think that there is also a lot of room then for this model to spread throughout the logistics industry. So I can imagine Amazon, for example, coming in and modeling themselves after these companies in order to fit the regulatory definitions.
Meanwhile, the New York Times reports that Uber and Lyft are looking for schemes to avoid the California law altogether. The Times says one option that both companies are seriously discussing is licensing their brands to operators of vehicle fleets. The ploy would resemble an independently operated franchise, allowing Uber and Lyft to keep an arm's length association with drivers so that the companies would not need to employ them and pay their benefits. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.